a few minutes left, Steve. The book is called Me and Bobby D, by the way, a memoir. Steve Carman. Look for it. It's K-A-R-M-E-N. There is a resurgence of interest in Bobby Darin. I have said for years and years to friends, why has there not been a biopic of Bobby Darin, a bio movie? And apparently now, maybe you know more about this than I do, that Kevin Spacey is in discussions to play him in a movie.
Yep, Kevin Spacey has announced that he's going to play Bobby in the movie. Kevin is now, I think, in his early 40s.
Right, and he's a pretty good singer in his own right.
Yep, I know he wants to sing the songs. In fact, he's working with Phil Ramone. Phil Ramone is one of the great record producers of our time. He's produced Paul Simon and Billy Joel and you name it. Phil has been part of it. And Kevin Spacey's working with him on doing tracks for this movie. But I think one of the reasons that they could never get a movie done was, number one, they had rights issues and getting the rights to use the music. And number two, I don't think they ever had a voice, meaning a theatrical voice, of how are you going to tell this story? Because his hits were when he was a kid. I'm curious to see how Kevin Spacey does it.
Right. There are a lot of years where nothing, in terms of his career, I mean, things are just moving along at a...
Yeah, I mean, he worked, but there are no milestones.
Right. But if he were to... If they were to bring us back to those early days, the days you talk about, I think there'd be some good stuff there on screen.
Oh, yeah. If anybody gets to play me, I want it to be maybe Paul Newman, Robert Redford, younger Robert Redford.
Somebody tall, Somebody very tall, right?
Somebody tall, really cute. Maybe pick one of the kids from NSYNC, I'm allowed to dream too, right?
Are you still writing for advertising?
Very rarely. Mm-hmm. I really have devoted a lot of time to writing this book, and I'm working on a musical, and I'm enjoying the best time of my life creatively. It's interesting, because I know, Bob, when you say if Bobby had lived this long, I know that he would have established himself either as a producer or as a songwriter of... He'd have found a corner.
Finally, we mentioned that his folk stage, toward the end in some of his final concerts, wasn't he very much... trying to make some political statement, talking about, I guess, war or whatever.
Whether it was genuine or not, this is another subject. Yeah. But I know he was doing it because he was grasping for an identity.
Mm.
And this is part of who he was. When someone is born a certain way and you want to get out of that and you dedicate your energy into getting out of something that you found very uncomfortable and distasteful as a kid, you don't lose it overnight. And it stayed with him, and he was going to use whatever he had to do to move ahead and make political statements if he had to, make statements with women, make statements with friends, and he was driven just to keep moving at all times. He was never comfortable. That's a very good way to describe it. He was never comfortable.
Warts and all, however, in this story, you could tell you guys loved each other. I mean, you really did, and there is a sense that you're telling an honest story, but at the same time, you must miss him.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if not for him, I say it is in the book, if not for him, I would be a frustrated dermatologist someplace, wondering what the hell happened to my life.
Well, you've turned that life into, I think, a very, very productive one, and you've made a lot of people, not just the advertisers, but people who hum your jingles very, very happy, and the book is terrific. It's called Me and Bobby D, a memoir. We've had a terrific hour with Steve.